Ruth Lane's ceremony was this morning held to mark the 100th day celebration of the late Professor John Evans Atta Mills. The solemn ceremony was attended by some ministers of state, the widow of the late President Ernestine Anadu Mills, and a cross-section of the general public. In a brief statement, President Mahama used the occasion to urge the Electoral Commission to rise up to the occasion for successful elections. He stated that as much as possible, the Commission must avoid a recurrence of the hitches that characterize the special voting for security agents. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
It was 100 days since President John Mills passed on into glory. Even though not on the exact date, the celebration is significant as it's barely 48 hours to election, an occasion late President Mills fervently looked forward to by stating his commitment to ensure peaceful elections and prove to the world that Ghana is indeed a model of democracy and beacon of hope for Africa. The ceremony was very solemn. President Mahama said the country has lost a statesman whose name will go down in the annals of the country's history. On the elections, he said the Electoral Commission has been adequately resourced to carry out an efficient and effective voting exercise and should no doubt let the country down. He said the country has relatively been calm except for some unfortunate incidences last week.
We pray that the elections that come 2 days from now would be done in an atmosphere of peace, patience and tolerance, and that Ghana once again will show to the rest of the world that when it really matters, we stand tall as a nation in terms of our democratic credentials and the rule of law. Our responsibilities have been fully discharged to the Electoral Commission in terms of resources and financing, and I hope that the Electoral Commission would rise to the occasion and that some of the glitches that happened in the special voting exercise will not characterize the election day proper. I want to commend men of the security services. Government has provided vehicles, communications equipment in order to make your job effective. I hope that you do a deployment according to your electoral security strategy that will be effective in preventing any disruption of these elections.
President Mahama laid a writ on behalf of the people of Ghana. Widow of Professor Mills and Ernestine Anadu Mills laid one on behalf of the family. Others were laid by the Chief of Staff John Henry Martin Newman, General Secretary of the NDC Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, and the Minister of Environment and Science Sherry Aite.
Pascaline Adadevoh reporting.